BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Thursday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, Miss X calls up with more tales from the Tinder app. She's been on another date. Charlie Sloth and Greg James play Real or No Real, which is brilliant. It's Bear Bants, cuz Gemma Kearney and Chris Ramsey off of Heaven and off of Comedy play Innuendo Bingo. And we say happy birthday with a message from the PR4L to Mr. Tiny Tempers. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Rob in Sheffield.
Hello, Rob. You right?
Yeah, not bad, thank you.
What's going on?
I was just wondering if, like, Chris has not come in today because of the hummus yesterday. Is he, like, having a day off?
Oh, do you think that's what did it?
Well, possibly, because he was not keen.
We did make him try hummus yesterday, and he did make the strangest noise. Did you hear it? It was like...
Yeah, it was like he'd frozen.
Yeah. And, like, he didn't even swallow it.
Yeah. What
is it? I don't know. It's, like, his kryptonite. He absolutely hates it. I mean, I hate rice pudding, but I don't just freeze.
I know, it was really quite weird.
Yeah, that's probably what finished him off. Anything else?
Well, I was on the way home the other night on the motorway, and I was going through roadworks, and there were signs saying that wide loads would have to stop and phone to be let through.
Okay,
and I was like, someone needs to get onto the slot, because that is fattest.
No, you're fattest.
No, you're fattest.
You're fattest, though.
You're
being fattest. No, but you're fattest,
being
though.
Fattest,
though. Okay, love you, bye. Oh, excellent, we've got the Chris hummus noise. It's better than I remember. Hi, Chris Ramsey.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm really good. I am loving the onesie.
Yeah, yeah. Can we explain that it's because I'm doing innuendo bingo, not that I'm just...
Liar.
I was sitting outside and your producer came out and she was explaining the innuendo bingo rules and then she went, so have you got to change your clothes? And I just looked and went, no, I just walk around in this all the time. I went into the toilet, I went and bought it around the corner because I'm so frightened. I've been watching the clips on the internet, I'm terrified.
Right. Yeah.
I nearly brought an umbrella.
Okay.
And I went into the toilet around the corner in the offices to get changed, and I came out feeling really weird, sort of creeping around like a Scooby-Doo villain, trying to not let anyone see me once. A tour walked past. There was people on a tour building.
There's always a tour now.
It was ridiculous.
Always a tour.
I just heard loads of iPhone cameras clicking. I'm furious.
It's a bit like Universal Studios here now, where, like, pretty much every 10 minutes, a crowd of people stare in.
I mean, I don't know what I look like. I don't know whether I just looked like I'd sort of slept here. I was just going to get some breakfast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What they do downstairs as well is that they show them where they do the news, BBC News, and they're like, and you may even see people, household names such as Fiona Bruce and Hugh Edwards. I kind of want to join the tour at one point.
I got really told off one morning when I came out on a Saturday.
Why?
Because I was just being really loud.
Yeah.
And they were doing the beginning of the tour. And I was just like shouting my mouth off. And the guy's like, shush. Oh. The tour leader.
They're hilarious. They're like, come with me. Like, hand in the air.
Telling me off.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up.
How do you go on the tour? How does this happen?
I don't know. I think you just apply.
Wow.
Yeah, just have a look around the BBC. Brilliant. Anyway, how are you? You're about to play doing a bingo.
Yes, I'm scared, but I'm excited.
I want you to watch that potty mouth of yours.
Yes, I will. Don't worry. Hey, I'm much better now. I've learned my lesson. My new tour's all about that.
Did you do something naughty on the radio?
No, I got kicked off Soccer AM.
Are you still banned?
Yeah, I'm still banned. I mean, I turn up at the studio every Saturday morning, you know, with jars of my own tears for them. But they won't have it. But that's what my new tour's all about. It's called The Most Dangerous Man on Saturday Morning Television, and it's an ironic title because I'm not. The show's about me just being a fool. It's a lot. I like when I go and see a comedian or I see any kind of stand up. I like to know something about them afterwards. Yeah. I mean, I love guys who can write one liners. I love to write one liners, but I like knowing something about the person.
You go away from you know.
Yeah,
a bit more.
Yeah. So that's why I tell long stories and stuff. And yeah, it's all about me being an idiot.
So the tour's on at the moment.
You nearly said something then.
I did actually.
Goodness.
I didn't. I just picked a better, a nicer word than idiot. Yeah. Well, I tried to, but then I just went, idiot.
I'm panicked.
It's all right. It's okay.
I mean, vocabulary is sparse at the best of times. Yeah. Although that sentence was actually, it sounded like it wasn't.
Yes, it actually did.
That's me sentence I have on tap. When people go, God, you want me to sound like my vocabulary is sparse at the best of times. And then I just bang a walk.
So is the tour at the moment?
Yeah, it starts on Saturday.
Where's the best? Oh, right, okay, so you haven't played it yet.
Yeah, well, I've been doing me warm-up gigs,
right,
which were very good fun. And then, I'm doing the full tour. Full tour starts on Saturday until, it goes until the 31st of March.
Wow.
Yeah. This day is off. It's not a full on like a music one where you go
Christmas
out and you don't come out. Yeah, yeah. Christmas Day, just me like in Wigan playing to three people. Three single blokes who've just had like a microwave lasagna for their dinner.
That would be giving something back.
Yeah. I still wouldn't be up for it though.
Have you ever done a show on Christmas Day, Scott?
I'm on Christmas Day.
Are you?
I'm one of those blokes.
The guy.
Microwave lasagna, please.
Now the sound of my microwave.
Yeah.
What show are you doing?
Breakfast show.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
That'd be amazing. I'm not working Christmas Day, sorry, right?
Oh, sure, okay. Just me then.
Unbelievable.
I've got a feeling you might be on all day.
Look at this.
I know.
Look, your producer in the corner, Bob Cratchit. Come on. Mr. Mills, please. You boy, what day is it? It's Christmas. You should be at work.
Now, are you on? Did Celebrity Juice last night, right?
Yes, it was very good fun.
Okay, you're allowed to swear on there, aren't you?
Oh, I mean, it's the there's nothing you're not allowed to do on
I know.
There. There was a naked man on there last night. You can watch tonight. It was incredible.
Was it you?
Yeah. No, it was a long story, but you'll see if you watch it tonight, you'll see
actual naked.
Well, Danny Dyer was the team captain, and he didn't want. I don't want to give too much away, but he didn't want this man to be naked. It was a game and he didn't want the man to be naked. So I set about, my goal was to make sure that man was naked by the end of the game. Awesome. Just to upset Danny Dyer.
In front of Little Mix?
In front of Little Mix. They were loving it.
Yeah.
They were brilliant, actually. They were really funny.
I love Danny Dyer.
He's crazy.
Sorry, you just...
What?
He's a maniac.
I love him.
Why?
My friend the other day, he works in an actual pub, had to train him how to pull a pint so that he knows how to do it in the Queen Vic when he goes... to film for EastEnders.
Yeah. Me and him have got previous.
Have you? Oh, wow. Never. Go on, tell us.
He's just an idiot.
Why?
Oh,
you
got really upset
Scott.
There.
What
firstly, he doesn't work on Christmas Day. Doesn't believe in it. Weirdo.
He decided that he was a DJ for a while when work was a bit sparse and started slagging me off like during
really?
One of his DJ sets for no reason.
That's
I've never
horrible.
Actually met him, no, but he's a goon. Anyway, so...
I always
find it great to see the replies you get on Twitter when you say that a celeb is playing in a bingo. And my favourite one, when I said that Chris was playing today, it was like, I bet he looks sexy.
Wow. I didn't know my mum was on Twitter, but I'm glad she's getting in touch. Yeah, you get some strange ones. Yeah. I've got some in my show, actually. I talk about them in my new stand-up show. I got some really weird, some amazing ones.
Really?
Because it's not the... I don't mind when people are just nasty, because you always get that.
Yeah, always.
It's just like, you know, I'm not even going to take your opinion into account. It's the snidey, you know what I mean? Yeah. Correcting your spelling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the spelling police.
Yeah.
Oh, they're the worst. They're the worst.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Jim McKerney in a parka. And Chris Ramsey off of comedy in a onesie.
Everything just gets out of control. Like, you just throw your usual rules just totally into the abyss totally. When you do this.
That's right. It's always good when Gemma plays. Get online and watch it now. bbc.co.uk/radio1. You've got Hebben coming back, haven't you, next week as well, Chris?
Yeah, yeah. Hebben starts on Tuesday.
On BBC Two.
10 PM, BBC Two.
Love that Rick Reeves is your dad.
Yeah. Not in real life.
What?
Not in real life.
That's well cool.
That was really loud. That was unbelievable.
Is he going to be all right? Because I know he wasn't all right at the end of the last series.
I'm not giving anything away. You are just going to have to find out for yourself, my good man.
Okay, so series two of Hebben is BBC Two, 10 o'clock Tuesday. Next week, Tuesday. Right, let's play bingo. Get online, watch it now.
It's time to witness.
I'm really scared.
Let me scared.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
We make the music intimidating on purpose, I think. It's quite a theme park-like, isn't it? So, it's Chris Ramsey and Gemma Kearney on Innuendo Bingo. Watch on the Radio 1 website now. Let me know if you're watching. Loads of people watching today. I think it's the onesie that's done it. Toria is watching. And also Dan. And Kelly. And Jess. And Vicky. Okay, so... The idea is you put water into your mouth. Chris has done it already. Yeah, good. Well, yeah, and so has Gemma. And then, obviously, if the innuendo is funny, it comes out your mouth, normally over each other. Don't be shy, Chris. I know you've never played before, but get her in the face. The bin's just there for show. So, first a little warm-up with something from Radio 4. And here is jazz musician Courtney Pine, who's been unfairly treated for reasons beyond his control.
So, for some reason, they pick on me. And they see my big horn.
Okay. A little bit. Okay. Everyone's holding well. Very good. Very good.
Mm.
Jill spotted that one. Ready?
Mm.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
Del Winton there. Don't be shy.
It's so nice playing with someone new. It's a new experience.
It's good, isn't it?
Again.
I know. Let's bin that other bloke
off.
It's like your first rebound snog after a breakup.
Oh, God. How messy must your snogs be?
Pretty messy.
You have to snog in a paddling pool.
So Jill spotted that one. Now over to a documentary on Channel 5. And this man is suffering from a problem which isn't necessarily the worst thing in the world, I don't think. Water? Here we go.
This is Michael, and his giant girth caused a problem on a flight to Israel.
There's a show, great show on Channel 5 called Too Fat to Fly.
His giant girth...
What a show.
Really?
Yeah, too fat to fly.
His giant girth...
I feel bad now. I totally feel bad.
Oh,
fat people!
No, I feel bad.
You're fattest.
His giant girth...
Greer was a bad choice of colour.
Yeah, it absolutely was.
Oh, no.
Andy in Wakefield spotted that show, Too Fat to Fly. Brilliant clip from Tuesday Now and Simon Mayo's show over on BBC Radio 2, where Simon is a bit too keen to chip into this conversation.
The next big thing is 3D audio games, and we've got a special spooky clip of the latest one at 6:40, but please try and wear headphones for the full effect.
Would it work in the car?
Well, I don't think so, because you've only got two speakers
in the car. But if I sit on the gear stick...
No? A little bit from Gemma? Hello?
But if I sit on the gear stick...
All right, Gemma. Hey, Gemma. This'll get her from Countryfile.
Bearded tit. What an absolutely stunning creature that is.
Back, yeah. Always the best birds on Countryfile.
Can I just say, just before Kim, I had a fish finger wrap sauce.
Fishy Ramsay.
In fact, I'll just have some of that back.
Oh, it's on your face.
Don't.
Okay. Now, I don't think we're taking enough water in, guys.
Oh. It's really cold. It's hurting me.
I know.
I know, and some slipped down, like, into my T-shirt.
If you could just hydrate yourself.
If you can just take that as a clip for next week.
Yeah, yeah, no problem, yeah. Okay, so loads of people watching this. Emma and Suzanne, Sarah, Michael, Johnny and crew. Hi, everyone. Elliot and Horsham. And also, someone who sat on their sofa wearing exactly the same onesie as you. Weird. Michael in Liverpool. Okay, loads of water for this next one, please. Fill your cheeks. Properly fill your cheeks. Over to Chris Packham on... Aim for the face, please. Ignore the bin. In the face. We're all friends here. Chris Packham on Autumn Watch. And Chris is getting very friendly with one of his guests while examining a bird box with multiple openings.
Oh, how lovely. Me next.
I don't think so. I don't think
no,
they
young
nested
it smells
no,
sweet and delicious.
There, that would be
how disappointing.
Stinky. Have a sniff down the bottom hole, mate.
That's it. That's the badger. John emailed that one in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Oh.
The idea of the fish finger wrap is really making me feel sick.
Have a sniff down the bottom hole, mate.
Oh!
Did I have a fish finger wrap? Did I not? Was it a psycho technique?
It's actually making me feel sick. It's actually making me feel sick. It's so disgusting. Like bits of like mashed up fish finger wrap in someone else's mouth.
I ate it out of a bin as well.
Oh my God. Yeah. So
someone else chewed it before I ate
so,
it. They fed me like
so
a baby bird.
Gross.
I'm enjoying this a lot from this side. Gemma, don't farm on bingo.
Please do.
That'll be a first. Okay, loads of water, please. In your mouth. Over to Tuesday's Four in a Bed now on More Four. And husband and wife team Pam and Richard get a real treat from an unexpected place.
We were sniffing out everywhere, trying to
We even looked under the bed. And eventually they struck gold.
Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is just amazing, Dick. This is just amazing, Dick.
Pam and her husband Dick there having a lovely time.
This is just amazing, Dick.
Okay.
So mature.
I know. Dave the Postie saw that one. Posties? There's the one. The Radio 1 Breakfast Show now. And the team are trying to get some gossip out of Nick Grimshaw about Naomi Campbell's new TV show, The Face. Are your cheeks full? Then we shall commence.
Can you read out the last message you had with Naomi?
Yep. She said, do you want to come on The Face in Australia?
Why is it that the Australia bit was the funniest bit? Yeah. It wasn't funny until Australia.
Do you want to come on The Face in Australia?
Tom and Paul both spotted that one.
Why is Grimmy texting Naomi Campbell?
I know. What the? What's going on?
What the hell do I come to?
I don't know.
It's so bizarre.
So weird.
Do you want to come on The Face in Australia?
Okay. And now another favourite from the end of Radio 4's World at One. And it seems that Martha Carney will do anything to get her Twitter followers up. Listen.
And the weather. Rain will move eastwards across the UK, reaching eastern parts by the evening. You can find out more about the programme by going onto Twitter, where there'll be some pictures of my jam.
I think that's a lovely word.
So do I.
I'm going to use that. Definitely, that is.
There'll be some pictures of my jam.
That's so delicate.
That is in my repertoire. Pick up my
do it. Nick it off, Martha.
Go on, Martha Carney.
Okay, now loads of water for this one, please. To former MP Michael Portillo and his great continental railway journeys on BBC 4. Now, I know they give strange names in Parliament to things, but I've never heard of anything like this before. Have a listen.
For those travellers in 1913 clutching their Bradshaws in one hand and their John Ruskin in the other...
What is that? It's not even one.
Clutching their Bradshaws in one hand and their John Ruskin in the other.
Nice. That's Vino.
Like Anchorman.
Vino in Manchester there. Now we're going over to Vanessa Feltz on Radio 2. And Vanessa's getting even more intimate with her listeners than usual here.
So I believe you're going to do that right now, aren't you, Terry?
We are, yeah. I did start to tap it in before you arrived.
Yeah.
Because I was standing there trying to keep warm. I put it partly in, so stand clear because I'm wielding a sledge again, all right?
So bizarre.
Oh no!
What, Gemma?
I look like I've wet myself.
You look like you've wet yourself.
Look at Chris.
Yeah, I did start to tap it in before you arrived.
Yeah.
Because I was standing there trying to keep warm. I put it partly in, so yes. Stand clear because I'm wielding a sledge again.
Good. Thank you to Alex there. Now
I'm going for a meeting with the boss after this.
Awkward. Back to Autumn Watch now. And last week on the show, Michaela Strachan was being very well attended by the rest of the team. Ready? Ready?
But Chris, you know that boat he went in? I didn't realise that was the one he went in, and I made a bit of a hole. Shame, eh?
Nice little hole. Thank you very much, Michaela. Well, luckily we bunged the hole.
Bunged the hole there on Autumn Watch.
Thank you very much, Michaela. Well, luckily we bunged the hole.
What did he do?
Bunged.
Okay, what is to bung, I think?
Just like fill it.
Doesn't matter, but it sounds rude and funny. Sounds rude and okay. Funny. That's the name of the game.
Here we go.
Oh, wow. Are you chilly?
My teeth are really cold.
Yeah.
Not long now, guys. Okay, so...
Everything sounds dirty now.
Yeah.
Have a good day, Chris.
Okay. And a classic here from ITV's The Cube.
The gap between the balls and the hole seems a lot, lot further than what it did out there.
That's one of my favourites.
Cherub again. This game is so wrong.
I like it. That's a good technique, Chris. You're kind of like...
I can make like a perfect stream of it.
Do it again. Do it again on her head.
No,
go,
no.
Go, go,
no,
go. Yes.
No.
It's really good through your teeth.
And that's why I'm not allowed in the local swimming pool.
It's really
good. Did you put that on the blooming health and safety, whatever you have, the risk assessment?
Sorry. It's good as well when you do it for your teeth because all the like excess bits of fish finger come out. And finally, Over at the snooker, they're getting very excited about a science experiment, and I can see why.
Our friends on the BBC show Plastics How It Works have explained the story in loving detail, recreating that initial solution and dipping their balls in it.
Ah, oh, I love the snooker.
It's actually a pond.
What?
Yeah, pond, yeah, yeah, I've actually got a little reservoir.
No, there's a pond.
An actual pond in his
crotch. Pond in his crotch. Use that. You can have that next week.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you, Chris Ramsey. Good luck with the tour.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with the new series of Heaven next week, Tuesday, BBC 2, 10 o'clock. Thanks, Gemma. The Scott Mills Daily. So, we're not revealing her identity, but who knows? You might be going on with a date with her soon if you're on Tinder. I quite like it that people don't know who it is, and it's like, am I dating the girl off the radio? So, Mrs. X has been on how many Tinder dates already?
6 first dates so far.
Yeah, you are swiping hard, aren't you? Tell me about last night, please.
So, last night, I met this guy. I met him in the city centre. He was a nice 20-something minutes late. And I'd had a couple of drinks before I met him, and that's basically where it started to go downhill, I would say.
Okay, so how many drinks, please, did you have, just to, calm your nerves?
I had 2 wines before I went.
Yeah.
And then turned up, and, yeah, he was late, so then he bought me cocktails to make up for it.
Oh, no.
And realised this morning that some of the conversation I just literally don't remember.
Oh, so excellent.
Hoping that I wasn't too embarrassing.
Do you know what, though? When you turn up drunk to a date, that makes you really attractive.
That's what I thought as well. Who does not love a drunk girl?
Absolutely.
Drunk girls are always, always a winner.
Especially on a first date. It's such a winner.
I know. And it was on an empty stomach as well. So it was a very silly idea.
Okay.
It was nice. It was generally nice. Apart from he was like asking me all about like my taste in music and stuff. And I'm like, there's not much music I don't love.
Yeah.
He was quite specific about his taste. And I was like, right, never heard of any of those people. And his face was just like dropping the more and more I spoke about music. He was just like, literally looked like he wanted to curl up in a ball and die at some point.
Oh, what music were you talking about then, from your point of view?
I was like, I really like we're talking about Skrillex and like some James Arthur. And like, I've got a really eclectic sort of taste.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh yeah, I'm much more into like folk music and really like acoustic stuff, which I'm fine about, but it's just that when I was mentioning albums I'd bought, he was just like looking at me like I was insane or just like not from the same planet as him, and it was slightly awkward. That was
so the James Arthur thing didn't go down too well.
No, that was I would say a low point, to be honest. I love a bit of James Arthur personally.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Apparently not one of his favorites.
So he just likes farm music.
And there was also like other awkward stuff, which was like, I'm like a really overly sarcastic person, like 100%.
All about the bants.
Yeah, all about the bants. Love a bit of bants. And he just didn't get it at some point, and it was just literally like a bit painful having to be like, yeah, that again was a joke. I wasn't being serious. That was just sarcasm.
Do you remember the end of the date?
Yeah, I do remember the end of the date.
Just not some bits in the middle.
Yeah, I just woke up this morning, and put it this way, I ended up going to a kebab house.
Oh, wow. Without him?
It was that. Without him. Yeah, I said that to him. Walked home, ended up going to a kebab house.
On your own. There's something quite shameful about going on your own as well.
I know. It's like admitting like complete and utter defeat that you're eating in a kebab house on a Wednesday night.
It's a Wednesday as well.
I know. 10 o'clock on a Wednesday in a kebab house. Highlight of my entire life. Obviously.
You're my favourite. Right. Okay. So, are you going to see him again?
So I probably will. I probably might well see him again.
So, despite the fact that he hated your taste in music and he's all about the farm, and you were really sarcastic, he still wants to see you again.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with him. He must be absolutely insane. Glutton for punishment, I like to think, Scott.
When's the next date?
I have got another couple of dates lined up already.
Oh, sure, right. Not with him, obviously.
One tonight. I've got a third date tomorrow night. And I've got another first date early next week.
Right, I'm going to call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Good luck tonight. Scott. Love you, bye.
Thank you, love you, bye.
Ollie in Norfolk says, I would definitely join the date list with Miss X. She sounds like a swipe. Sounds like a swipe. Carl's been on saying, I've just joined this app after hearing about it on your show. Haven't had one match. Now I'm questioning myself. Don't Carl. Sometimes that happens. Loads of people are joining it because of what we're saying. Becca's joining just to see what all the hype is about. It's got a first date at the weekend. Like, I hope that, like, Miss X, like, answers her, like, phone tomorrow.
He was like, he was just like, literally looked like, well, I was like, oh, I really like, we're talking about Skrillex and like, for, like, and he was like, can really like 100%. The Scott
Mills Daily. Anyone notice there's some really ranty pop stars at the moment? We're just talking about this. So James Arthur is on one this afternoon on Twitter. I don't know what's happened, but he's on, saying he doesn't want to be popular. Obviously there was the, ill-advised Dizzy Rascal one the other day. Oops. And Lorde is also being quite ranty at the moment. So David Guetta, she's been slagging him off. Also Taylor Swift for being too pretty and too nice. Lana Del Rey's music, she says, is shirt-tugging and desperate. Justin Bieber's a really bad influence, which is kind of true, because, like, imagine if your younger brother was hanging out with Justin Bieber. It's not good, is it? Slating Miley's VMA performance, but does love Beyonce. Good, well, I think she's covered most things there. And seeing she's only been famous for about 2 minutes, you've crammed a lot in, Lorde, so congratulations. I've been doing this like 10 years, and the only beef I've got is with Big Nasty and Danny Dyer. It's not bad, is it? The Scott Mills Daily. Tiny Temper.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much, mate. You've made my day.
What you been doing today?
Do you know what? I've got an album signing in a bit on Oxford Street. I've got to go and sign copies of the album.
Okay. You still smelling good today?
I am actually. I changed my fragrance. I wanted to feel like a new man a bit today.
I was going to ask you on Sunday at the Teen Awards what aftershave it was, or what perfume, or what scent, but I was too embarrassed about, like, not looking cool. So can you tell me now?
I'll tell you off air,
because I don't want everyone to know. Go. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to get that now.
Make sure.
Yeah.
You should get me one for my birthday, another one, because I ran out. That's why I changed my fragrance today.
I got you a message from the PR4L.
You did, actually. That's all I asked for, actually.
Listen.
Hello, Mr. Tiny Temper. It's the posh Radio 4 lady here, the real one. I hear that you're a big fan of mine, so I'd like to wish you a very happy birthday for this week. And let's arrange a meet-up soon. You can take me out. I should warn you, I have very expensive tastes.
Ooh.
Safe. Lots of love. The PR4L. XX.
I like it that you said safe.
Yeah, safe. And to be honest, that is the sexiest I've ever heard, the PR4L.
Yeah.
I'm up for it.
We still need to get you to meet up. I'm saying that we, you and her go on some kind of, like, candlelit dinner or something.
I'm so up for that, man. And okay. If you've got expensive taste, don't worry. I'm just a man.
I know you are, exactly. Right,
I'm
going
to wear the fragrance that you liked as well.
Woo! So, are you happy with your message from the PR4L?
I am very happy. That's more than I could ask for.
Is that, like, the best thing you've got today on your birthday?
That is in the top three of the best things. I think the candlelit dinner, if it actually happens, that will be the best thing.
Right, okay, well, I'm going to sort it. You know, like, you gave me a week to sort out the message. I sorted it. The candlelit dinner is next. It's on my list
to do.
Mills
is the new Cilla Black. I love that.
That's right. Right, by the way, have you heard of a rapper called Big Nasty?
I have, yeah.
Right, do you know how big he is?
He's pretty big.
Right, how big? Like, cow big?
Yeah, you could say that.
What? Like, bigger than that hippo big?
No, I'd stop at cow. Yeah.
As big as a cow?
Yeah.
Frisian?
Yeah.
All right, it's just that there's a bit of beef developing, and he's banned me from Brixton.
No way. Well, then, yeah, you probably shouldn't go there, then.
Am I possibly the least likely person to ever have hip-hop beef?
Well, it's happened. Which just goes to show it could happen to anyone, mate.
It's because...
It could be the PR4L next if she doesn't come for my dinner.
It's because we called him, like... Let's be honest, Big Nasty, I know it's a rapper, but it does sound like a burger, doesn't it? So we might have called him a burger on the show the other day.
Hey, I can't get involved, man. I still want to go to Brixton sometime.
Now waddling in is Charlie Slough. Hello, fam.
So, who, cuz?
It's cuz.
Hello, brother. Hello, mate.
Hello, famalam.
You guys just sound far too posh to be talking about that, cuz.
Hey.
It's like you're mocking, man.
What is up with you, blood?
Well, I can speak.
Blood.
Like, I can speak like you guys too. So I mean, I can feel.
Oh come on, you're from London. You're from Northwest London.
No, one's from Cambridge, actually.
You're from Northwest London.
No,
that's posh.
From Cambridge.
Also,
Mean streets of Primrose Hill.
No, not from Primrose Hill. I'm from Camden Town.
Okay.
One should know.
Breaking news. I saw Charlie Slough reading the Times earlier.
Well, I do read the Times. The Times and the Financial Times, and sometimes one will stare away to the Guardian.
The food supplement.
So rude. Why are you getting involved in these fattest jokes?
Right, okay. I'm drawing a line under us now because I don't want any more...
complaints.
I don't want any... No,
There was a picket fence outside the other day waiting for Scott Mills because they decided that you're extremely fattest and you've taken it too far.
I'm going to put a picket fence around McDonald's for you.
That is so rude.
Also,
why are you getting involved, Greg?
I'm not doing it.
Is my friend.
Because Stark's not here, I have to join
no.
in.
No.
Okay, what's happening with this rapper McTasty, whatever his name is?
What?
Big Nasty.
He's after you, cuz.
Why, what's going on?
He's after you. Now, apparently, you're barred from Brixton.
Is this from your show yesterday?
You're not allowed in Brixton no more.
Okay, I've got it here.
First things first, I don't know what Scott Mills looks like, yeah?
Yeah.
Scott Mills, you're banned from Brixton. It's clash now.
Is he? Yeah. Clash. We're going to make a record, cuz.
Oh, I'm down.
Yeah, we're going to make a record called Fattest. You're Fattest. Fat is great.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, wait. I'm down.
And then he exploded.
So rude.
Probably spontaneously combusted.
So rude. What's going on with you guys?
So, hang on, is he the mayor of Brixton?
He actually is, yeah.
No, he's not, though, is he?
He is the mayor of Brixton.
I just asked Tiny Temper if he heard of him, and he was like, yeah. And I was like, how big is he? Because I'm scared of him now. And he's like, size of a cow?
That is rude. And Tiny Temper did not say that.
He did, though. Listen
back. He said he's the size of a cow.
Yeah, I mean, I may have prompted it. But I said, like, how big is he? Elephant, cow, hippopotamus? And he went for cow. So,
out of the three, though.
He goes to Brixton anyway, south of the river. I don't think so, darling.
Oh my God.
Mills,
you just took it there.
Wow.
You just alienated yourself from South London. Mills, what are you doing?
Wow. Right, are you making a song called Your Fattest or what?
Oh, it's halfway there.
With Big Nasty. Right,
yeah. It's sick, cuz.
Is it?
It's a banger.
You haven't made it, have you?
We have. I've got a bit of it in the bag.
Where is it, though?
It's in the bag.
In the bag.
Get it out then. Get out of the bag.
Do you want to play it?
Yeah. Yes, cuz.
No.
Obviously.
Not allowed.
Right. You haven't got it, have you?
I've got it in the bag.
You haven't, though.
Do you want to hear a bit of it?
Yeah.
I'll play a bit through the mic. There's no swearing in it.
There's no swearing?
No.
Okay.
It's clean.
Oh, he's getting his bag out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I like your bag, Charlie Sloth.
Sick, isn't it? Mad expensive, cuz. I've got the whole range.
I know, I've seen them.
I've got the whole range. Suitcase, duffel bag.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you even got the credit card holder?
I thought that was a bit cheap and tacky.
Looks like a chessboard.
I got the actual wallet.
So rich.
Quite rich. Millionaire rich.
He's got 60.
I'm not a billionaire
inch,
yet.
60-inch TV.
60-inch? 102-inch, cuz. Get it right.
102-inch.
Oh, I don't even use it no more. I bought a cinema. I really bought a cinema.
One actual cinema?
Not a home cinema.
Oh, is it?
It's sick.
You got a projector, is it?
Yeah, but a movie one.
Is it?
Yeah. It is sick, cuz. Whoa, watch a Blu-ray on that.
Whoa.
Cuz, Jeremy Carl on the cinema TV.
Look at his nostrils,
man.
They're
massive.
Look at
those teeth, cuz. The teeth are bigger than me. The ones that are still there, that is.
I want to come round to your crib.
You've been invited many times.
Can I come round?
No.
Why not?
No, because you're horrible to me.
Hey, I'm not horrible to you. I'm the nice one.
No, you're not. You're starting all the time.
He talks about you.
The other day, you kicked me down the stairs, Greg.
You rolled down the stairs. Humpty Dumpty. You're the Humpty Dumpty of One Extra.
That is so rude.
Right, can we hear the fattest song, please?
You want to hear it?
Yeah, go on.
I'm only going to play a bit because I can't give it away. It's on my laptop.
Okay.
So I put the mic close to my laptop.
Yeah, do it.
Or put the laptop close to the mic.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
Probably makes more
sense. Either way works.
Either way.
All right, here we go. I don't care what you say, because I know being that's Delisa. She's got a sequence.
Again, listen. I don't care what you say.
You want another one? One more bit? I don't care what you say, because I know being fat is great. That's it. That's what you're getting. It's a banger. Trust me. It's a banger.
Is it just that for 3 minutes?
Uh-huh. We've got raps in there. We've got bars, cuz.
Wow.
I've got all the best fat rappers involved. And we've just got a new addition to the project.
Right.
Mr. Jam.
He's what? Furious with you, cos.
Why?
He's because you're always being fattest.
What?
Yeah.
But his name's Look, Mr. Jam.
I don't even want to get into any more stress with you and...
I know, I mean, we had breakfast this morning, kind of.
Yeah, we kind of did, yeah.
And
just crisis talks.
Crisis
but
talks.
You,
sorted out.
Like, you and McNasty, I don't want to get on the wrong side.
Big Nasty,
cos. MC Nasty, was it? Big Nasty.
Big Nasty.
I don't want to get on the wrong side of him. So today's Real or No Real... there are absolutely no fattest jokes whatsoever.
Are you sure?
Because I'm scared of what will happen
promise
if I
me
do.
Let's
I
make
promise
a promise.
You, I'm drawing a line under the whole thing. Let's play the game. It's Greg James against Charlie Sloth.
And Greg, are you going to be non-fattest today?
I'm not fattest.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is there such thing as tallism?
Yeah, people have a go at my height all the time.
Do they?
Yeah.
Does it bother you?
Well, it's okay to have a go at a tall person, but it's not okay to say you're a bit, you know, fat. That's yeah. okay to go, oh, what's the weather like up there? But you can't go, oh, careful, you're not going to fit through that door. Can't say that. You can't say it. Can you?
I
no,
do.
No, you can't. Yeah, you do. But you had the picket line outside.
Yeah, I know.
We're drawing a line under this.
Here
so.
We go, then. Real or no real?
Katy Perry is now the biggest celebrity on Twitter.
When they say biggest, what does she mean?
Oh, don't. Like,
well, why
seriously.
Are we taking it there? I mean,
well,
like,
why are you taking it so stupid? Because it's biggest.
Even without you being fattest, you're being fattest, Mills.
It's not, though.
You can't help yourself.
Right, if she's the biggest person on Twitter, then she is.
Okay.
Right?
Who are the other contenders?
Justin Bieber, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gaga, I think. Mm. So is she now the biggest person on Twitter?
Biggest as in...
Like, most followers.
Oh, okay.
Well, what did you think he meant, Greg?
You know, the...
What, Greg?
You know...
The what, Greg?
You know, fat.
That...
Fattest.
So fattest. This show is extremely
Right, well,
fattest.
I'm not getting involved. Real or no real?
Real.
That's real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Yes.
True, she overtook Bieber earlier this week.
Why has Greg got a lady's pass?
It's not a lady's pass, it's something that was on the desk. Oh this pass here?
Yeah.
This is Katie's pass. It okay. just happens to be here.
Anyway, and we're on the radio. So, and next...
A 60-metre-long, burger-shaped blimp advertising a US fast food chain broke free of its moorings during the 1999 Super Bowl and floated as far as Canada before being shot down.
That is so fattest. I thought you were staying away from the fattest jokes.
What, because we're talking about a burger? Get over yourself.
No, we're talking about subjects that relate to fat folk.
We're not, though.
You are.
It's
what
a burger-shaped blimp.
Yeah.
What's that got to do with fat people? You're Nothing.
Just, okay.
Right, real okay. or no real, please?
Well, so the thing... Flew away.
Yeah, floated over the US and Canada.
And Canada.
Mm.
It went miles.
Yes.
So well, the burger went... So this is a big burger.
Yeah. Massive burger.
Mm. What would you do if you saw that, Charlie?
Nothing.
No?
No.
Cry?
No.
What a waste.
Well, you would be able to see it a lot better than me. I mean, yeah, you could true. Probably touch it.
True. Yes. I could just probably grab it and bring it down to
you
earth.
Probably could
yeah, that's right.
Me.
So real or no real, the burger-shaped blimp...
That is no real.
That's real.
That one is no real.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm trying to do the score. I'm trying to beat Chris Stark, but I can't do the score. I don't know how it works. What is it? 10 per
10
go?
Each. Next.
Right. The world's biggest pizza was made in Texas this year. It was the same size as a caravan, took 8 men 2 hours to make, and measured nearly 50 square feet.
What is this?
Pizza, big pizza.
Why has everything got to do with fat folk?
It's not, though. Why is pizza
Wait,
doing
hey, No, because...
Everyone eats pizza.
You're allowing space for you to manoeuvre into a fattest joke.
Am I doing it, though? No, I'm not.
Hmm.
I'm not, though. I'm just saying it's a massive pizza made by 8 men.
It's my favourite food. I'm not particularly... I'm skinny.
I had pizza today, actually.
And biggest pizza in the world?
Well, no, it weren't the biggest pizza.
How many slices?
It was one of them big ones.
Or to yourself?
Yeah, standard, obviously.
Did it have...
American hot.
Did it have hot dog in the crust?
No, I don't like that.
Oh.
It was tacky, cuz.
Have you seen the ones with burgers on the side? What's that about?
What?
They have cheeseburgers on it.
That burgers.
Sick, cuz. That sounds sick.
There were world's largest pizza made by 8 men. Real or no real?
That's real, because I read about that and got quite excited.
Read about it?
I did.
What are you reading? Is that in the Times?
It was in the Times.
Food supplement.
Real?
It's got you woke up 100 text messages from your mates going, Charlie, guess what's happened?
Oh, my God. Real or no real?
It's real.
It's real.
That one is real.
Yes, yeah. It is. Saw it in the Times. And finally, on the non-fattest real or no real.
In 1970, a deceased beached whale was removed from the coast of Oregon by exploding it with dynamite. The creature had so much blubber that large chunks of it fell back to Earth and destroyed dozens of vehicles in a nearby car park.
Whoa.
Wow. Whoa. So, an exploding beach whale there.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
They thought that was the best way of getting rid of it. Imagine that's such an American way of thinking.
I know.
Oh, we need to get rid of that massive... Ah, just explode it.
Explode it.
See what happens.
As it rains down over all of Oregon.
It's a huge whale. What do we do? It's probably blow it up, mate.
Dynamite in his mouth. My mum used to tell me that bubblegum was made out of whale's blubber.
Right.
Just what? To stop me from eating it. So I used to love whales. Because my favourite cartoon when I was a kid was Pinocchio.
Yes.
And do you know the big whale in it?
Yes.
That was my bread drink, cuz.
Is it?
Yeah. I had the teddy bear and everything.
Can right. I just say, your mum stopped you from eating bubblegum. You're not supposed, you're supposed to chew it. Were you swallowing
but
it?
You ate it.
I was eating it.
That would explain a lot.
That's probably why.
You're 50% bubblegum.
Hubba bubba.
Wait.
You're going to float away.
Wait, are we not staying away from the fattest joke?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
It's so difficult.
It's really hard.
Yeah, let's stay away from him.
Anyway, beach whale exploding, real or no real?
That's definitely no real, I can't say
it's
that,
real.
That one's real.
Yes.
No way!
Can I just say, Charlie, when this is finished, go on YouTube and find it. It's my favourite video on YouTube.
What, they filmed it?
It's bonkers.
It's amazing.
I don't want to see a world getting blown up.
You do, though.
Because man would cry.
You do.
It's dead.
Cruel.
No, it's dead. It's dead. It's dead.
Have a bit of respect for the dead whale.
It's dead.
I don't care.
It is huge. It's like
I don't
the size
care.
Of
so if you died tomorrow, it'd be okay for someone to blow you up, Greg.
I feel like people could lift me away.
No.
If
not.
You were to die tomorrow, can we blow you up?
No.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Please let us.
How do we get this out of here?
at the end of that round of real or no real, Greg, do you have the scores?
Yeah, the scores were Charlie got 20, I got 40.
So that was all of Thursday's show, all the best bits. Hit subscribe on this podcast and you will get it daily. I'm not here tomorrow, so Matt Edmondson is on Friday between 1 and 4, and I'm back on Monday. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.